If you'd like to send, thank you, be seated. Maybe I did not communicate well. I was expecting several of you to make a prayerful expression to God for your gratitude for Christ. Okay. Turn in your Bibles, if you will. And let me get my Bible, give me my eyes on so I can tell you. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 6, Old Testament. I'll give you a few moments to get there. I knew where we were going, so I was already there, okay? While you're going there, let me please ask you, we are not quite sure. We had intended to leave on Tuesday, but the weather will dictate whether or not we will get to do that because we are moving or hauling a commodity to Florida that does not need to get wet. And they're saying Tuesday and Wednesday is going to be a wet time. But anyway, I ask you to pray for us as we travel for safety and for a continuation of getting well. We'll look at that a little bit here in a moment. Chapter 6 of Jeremiah. And we'll move down to verse 16. This is one of those peculiar verses in that it has all of the points that I wish to make tonight right here in this one verse. Okay? If you found that place, hold up your Bible, please. Some of you are going to hold up your computer. Okay, but that's the place, right? Okay, all right. Verse 16, thus says the Lord. By the way, anytime God speaks, you want to be sure you hear it. Note, God does not waste his breath. When he speaks, it's worth saying and it's worth listening to. So listen to what God said. Stand by the ways and see. And asked for the ancient, some translations say, the old ways. Where the good way is, and walk in it, and you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we'll not walk in it. Strange statement, wouldn't you say? I mean, it's good, it's the right way, it's the restful way, it's the pleasing way. But we'll not walk in it. So reminds me of the people today who hear the precious word of God, repeated it again and again and again, and still refuse to follow the ways of the Lord. Okay, now, a sensible, a sane person would consider, do I want to walk in the good way, or do I want to walk in a condemned way? Do I want to walk in a way of peace and rest, or do I want turmoil and agony in my life? I mean, you look at it like that, it kind of makes sense that they would not say, we won't walk in that way. We just won't do it. If I put a title to this sermon, I would say, accepting and or rejecting. Father, in the name of Christ, it is our request that the Holy Spirit of the living God, all-knowing, all-powerful, all-teaching, will guide as we look at your precious word tonight. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I will not dwell long or much on that ancient way, that old way. But you see, these people were always looking for a new way. It kind of reminds you of church today, does it not? We're always looking. And by the way, congregations are growing by leaps and bounds because somebody comes up with something different. There's a few guys, and I've only listened to a time or two because I didn't want to waste any more time than I had already wasted, that I'm told at the time I listened to them, they did not preach Jesus. And the time I listened to them, they didn't. And I'm told that they'll preach sermon after sermon after sermon, dealing with how one feels, dealing with the philosophies of life, dealing with name it and acclaim it, dealing with all you got to do is say, that's for me. Well, let's look at this for a moment. Ask for the old ways, old paths, where the good way is. Challenge, class, question. Have you ever seen anything about Christianity that you didn't like? Has God ever done anything to you or for you that was unacceptable? Now, the promises of Jesus in the New Testament are these. Come, cast yourself on me, and you'll find rest for your souls. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly, and you'll find rest for your souls. I have come, said Jesus. Now listen, I have come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. Now that's an abundant life would be great. Amen. Don't you love living full and free in Christ Jesus? But boy, abundant, more abundantly, more than just that. Oh, listen, days are filled with glory and peace, and especially victory in Jesus. Amen? That's the way we live in Christ. Why wouldn't we want to live in that way? They are the good ways, he says. They're the good way. Can you, in your own heart, now you do not need to do this orally, but in your heart, can you just think of all the blessings there is in your life? I have this promise from the book of James. If I'm ever hurting, I just have to pray. Now, if I'm sick, I mean sick, all I have to do is call for the elders of the church and ask them to pray for me. Now, we Baptists lost that somewhere down the line. I don't know. But anyway, we don't seem to practice that much. I was surprised, kind of amazed, when I got to Mill Creek Baptist Church in Ratcliffe, Kentucky, and they have one of those television pulpits. You know, it's made of something. Maybe it's glass, maybe it's plexiglass, but you can see right through it. And I was standing there and looked down, and I had noticed that they had a little black cross here, and right here was a shelf, and it had a little bottle of olive oil. And lo and behold, one day a man came forward and said, "Preacher, I want you and the elders to pray for me, and I want you to anoint me with oil." Well, what a strange idea, huh? Except, that's what James 4 says. Let them anoint with oil, laying hands on them. You see, I have that promise from God. That's a part of the good way that I live in. Here's another little promise. We are more than conquerors through Christ, who loved us and gave himself for us. I have a question for you, class. Do you like to win, or do you just love losing? Phil, how many matches did you go into wrestling saying, "Boy, I'm looking forward to losing this one"? None of them. I mean, you probably in the Big Ten face some of the better nationally renowned wrestlers. You didn't go in there saying, "Boy, he's going to whip me up good and hallelujah." No. I love to win. Don't you? I am more than a conqueror. You are more. Now, listen to me. We're just talking about wrestling. But it does not matter. It does not matter what you are faced with. You're a conqueror. You're a winner. Not because of you. Not because you were the very best wrestler in all the world. But we're more than conquerors through Christ. Now, don't claim that promise if you don't know Him. But if you know Him and you've invited Him into your heart and you've asked Him to become the Savior and the giver of life to you, it's a good way. It really is. And here's, listen, let me let you in on the secret. Jesus. That was a great thought, too. And I lost it. You know, it's funny what will distract a preacher from the pulpit. Now, every once in a while, I'll glance over at Peggy Lorraine, and she'll lift her right eyebrow, and she'll start talking to me without opening her mouth, and I listen. But that hardly ever distracts me. So maybe if you'll listen, that'll help. We are more than conquerors through Christ, who loved us, gave Himself for us. Now let's look a little further. It's a good way, and walk in it, i.e., folks, it's a living way. What is this old way? Now, may I refer you to the scripture I had to begin with, Hebrews chapter 8, verse 8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday. I mean, listen, folks, before there even was a planet called Earth, before there ever was a human being or an animal or anything, there was Jesus yesterday. He was in the beginning, and everything was made by Him, John chapter 1, and nothing was made except that it was made by Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and the same today. He hasn't changed. You know that, don't you? Jesus hasn't changed. Now, I see a lot of changes today. And my own philosophy is this, that methods should change, perhaps. We may need to live a little more in step with time, with situation. The Amish are struggling to do that. But they try to live in a particular, certain time frame. But Jesus is the same today as He was in eons ago. And tomorrow. He's not going to change. Methods can change. Message can never change. He's the same message today was yesterday, and by the way, He will still be the same life-changing, life-giving victory He is today and He was yesterday. This old way, if it's Jesus, is the right way, and we walk in it. Have you ever thought about the challenges? And I'll just enumerate them quickly and enumerate them quickly. One is, He asks you to walk with Him. He walked by the Sea of Galilee and said to two men, sons of Zebedee, hey guys, come follow me. And I'll make you fishers of men. He asks you, listen, if you don't know how to go and where to go, follow Jesus. Amen. Don't do what some movie said do. Oh, time out. Remember that. Hold on. Don't let me ever leave that point, okay? I want to say something to you, folks. Now, this is just out of a pastor's heart for his congregation. There is coming down the pike a movie of a book printed a few years ago. And when it first came out, Christians by the gobs, galores, were just enamored with it, called The Shack. Now, if you really fell in love with that book, I don't want to offend you, but I do want to be your pastor, and I do want to instruct you that God will never be portrayed by a black cook, God the Father. And that's what the book does. God doesn't need any images. He's God himself, and he's all there is. And he warns again in the Old Testament, and Jesus warns in the New Testament, do not receive under yourself any images of God. Jesus Christ, and I have forgotten how he was portrayed in that book by the excitement of those people in Arkansas who were reading the book and insisted I read it. I did read the book. The Holy Spirit is identified in that as a fisherman who goes around walking on water, and I know the Holy Spirit can do that, and you know that too, but he doesn't need to be proven by a fisherman. It is, listen folks, listen to me, it is God the Father, it is God the Son, and it is God the Holy Spirit. In the old way, in today's way, and by the way, when the shack's burned down, it'll still be God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. I'm going to advise you and encourage you, do not go see that movie. Do not look at it as it comes on your TV. There is not one spiritual thing to be gained by it. I did not bring this to you carelessly or uncautiously. I brought this to you out of the love I have for you as the congregation that God has made under shepherd under Christ over. But I do have the responsibility of pastor, of leading you in the way I think you ought to go and that God wants us to go. That's my only concern, that God wants us. Now then, walk, it's a way of living. Hallelujah. I picked up on the... did I start the right place? Good. I picked up in Pennsylvania, coming out of Altoona, going to Pittsburgh. I picked up a person on crutches on a cold, cold, cold winter day who was going to Pittsburgh. And on the way outside of Pittsburgh, she said, could you, sir, stop for a minute for me? You know what I thought. You want me to stop at a gas station? No. Turn off right up here. And we went back on a side street and went to a mosque. And there was a fat, nude image. And she took about a half of a cluster or a bunch of grapes and put in front of that statue, and I noticed that somebody had left some Dorito type crackers and cheese. Somebody else had left a Butterfinger, I'm a Butterfinger man, candy bar, but they had not been eaten. And there was some lettuce, whatever for, I don't know, but there was some lettuce there, wilted and brown. I said, it seems like he's not very hungry. Now, she had insisted I pull off my shoes out at the outside entrance to show my respect. Well, I wasn't wanting to be offensive, so I did that. But the more I saw this, I said, you know, hey, look, you've got 5 minutes here because this is not accomplishing anything. When we got back in the truck to go on to Pittsburgh, she wanted to know if I was a believer in Jesus Christ. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I want you to know what I think of him. I don't care. Doesn't matter what you think of what the Bible, the Word of God, and I started preaching to her, and you know what? She said, let me out of your truck. Good. Good. Get out. And I stopped by the wayside. Listen, there is a living way. We live with Christ Jesus. Isn't it sweet to know you get up in the morning and you say, thank you, Lord. Another day. Boy, you get about 82 and a half and you'll appreciate every one of them. Thank you, Lord, for another day. You get up on a Saturday morning and say, hey, where am I anyway? And then you realize you don't know who you are. Who am I anyway? And by the way, you say to the cutest little old gal you ever saw, who are you? Oh, listen, it's sweet and wonderful to wake up in the morning living with Jesus and saying to him, hey, look, let's go through this day together. Whatever you want to get done, let's do it. It's a living way. And it won't change. I don't care what you try. It won't change. That's the way it is. You live with Christ. You are victorious in Christ. And there's another point here. Let me get that in right quickly here. It's a living way. You walk in it and, oh, I love this. And you shall find rest. Got it? For your soul. Do you know how many people, what percentage of people living in the good old U.S. of A. where we've got everything? Really, this is it. This is the best nation under the sun. I know people don't like America. I know people are fussing and fighting because I'm a Democrat or you're a Democrat and I'm a Republican or you're a Republican. You know, all of that stuff, one stands against the other. But let me tell you something. I have been to many, many countries in this world, and this remains to be the greatest country on God's green earth. Amen. And we have rest. I don't know why anyone would have a troubled soul. If you have, by the way, if you're here tonight and you have a troubled soul, let me tell you where the answer is. Simply, Jesus. I've come. I've brought to you peace. Now, if you're here and don't want it, you probably won't profit anything by sitting through the next 5 minutes. But if you're here and you don't have peace in your soul, now that's not, that's the inner man. You don't have peace there. He brings you peace and gives it to you freely. All he asks you to do is just live in his way. Question, class. Are you living in the ways of the Lord? Day by day. I think part of America's problem is this. That we live in the Lord's way. Sunday, stay with me. We live in the Lord's way Sunday some of the time. And some of the time we don't. Well, there's a problem with that if we live in the Lord's way every Sunday and none of the other time. For you see, this is a life. Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. I said that this morning and I mean it. I believe he means it. I think it's for you and I think you ought to have it. But you can accept it or you can reject it. Look at the rest of the story beginning in verse 17 and we'll just read that without comment. But I set a watchman. Well, the rest of that verse said, but they said, we won't walk in that way. We won't walk in the ways of the Lord. We won't walk in the life that Christ has for us. And I set a watchman over you saying, listen to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we'll not listen. Therefore hear, O nations. He kind of reduces it down a little bit now. He says, and also congregations. What is it among them? Hear, O earth. Behold, I am bringing disaster on this people. The fruit of their plans, because they have not listened to my words. And as for my law, they have rejected it also. For what purpose does the frankincense come to me from Sheba, and the sweet cane from the distant land? You burn offerings and are not accepted, and your sacrifices are not pleasing to me. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, I am laying stumbling blocks before the people, and they will stumble against them, fathers and sons together, neighbors and friends will perish. Folks, accept the old way, which is God's way, and you understand God's a little old, and live and walk and rejoice therein. Would you stand, please?